Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Congrats to Jaden Daniels, rookie of the week now for the fourth time out of 5 weeks. I'd say he's got a pretty good lead on the Offensive Rookie of the Year trophy. And if I had to guess, Jaden probably doesn't care too much.
Nope. Win football games.
One dude that knows Jaden Daniels very well is his play caller, Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury spoke, actually is speaking to the media right now here in Ashburn.
I like the way he battled. He hit the big play to Terry, which is an unbelievable throw, a great play by those two guys, and then we turn it over going in. But I just like the way he battled. He stayed with it, kept his poise, and made some really good decisions in the second half. His operation in the 2 minute has really been exceptional in those scenarios, so that's encouraging if we can keep building off that.
And not to discount any of the defenses that he's faced so far, but obviously the Ravens are historically, you know, one of the better defenses in the league. Is this a game that really kind of, the measuring stick term has been used a lot this week, but is this a game that kind of give him another sense of where he's at?
I mean, I said it from day one, like every day is another chance for us to see where he's at. You know, that's the approach we've taken, and that's the work he's putting in every day. He gets here at the same time and grinds at it every day, and we've just talked about making those incremental improvements every day and building from that. So they have a great defense. It'll be an awesome atmosphere, and I know our guys are excited.
Take away from your conversation with him that really intrigued you about wanting to come here?
Yeah, I've known him a long time. He took over at Oklahoma State when Dana Holgorsen left there. So I've followed him, and just the way he's been able to adapt his personnel and maximize his personnel. He's been successful wherever he's been, and I was just picking his brain. He's made that transition a couple times from college and back, and just this time around, what they had such success last year, you know, running that style with Lamar of offense, you know, what he liked, what he didn't like, what he would have done differently, bringing it in. And so we just had a good conversation. I appreciate him and what, you know, he's done there and everywhere else. And just watching it this year with how he's brought Henry in and adapted to that and adjusted the scheme to really maximize who they are this year. It's incredible. I mean, he's one of the best offensive minds in football. And so it'll be a huge challenge for us.
Did that give you any sort of a different view on adapting to the personnel you have, or just kind of enhance what you are?
I was just trying to see if I did get back in. I was still at USC this time, but if I did get back in, you know, things that I would like to do or change or things he thought that worked this time around when he did it. So it was just a good candid conversation, a couple guys that have kind of gone back and forth, and where we thought really the state of the game is and what you can kind of get away with and what you can't get away with.
If Jaden had a drop back more, maybe, you know, like 40 plus times, something like that. Is that something you feel like as a coordinator you'd be comfortable with him doing?
Yeah, I mean, you know my background, so we can drop back as much as we want and have fun doing it. But that's not what's best for us right now and who we are. So, yeah, I mean, he did it in college. He was in a shootout every week last year. But we're trying to be efficient and maximize who we are. And the guys have done a good job executing plays. But if we had to do that, yeah, it'd be fun to watch.
Why is the left tackle rotation working?
Both are playing at a high level. I've been really impressed with both their attitudes and how they've handled that. It's not always easy rotating. You know, you want to be out there and you want to get in your rhythm, but both guys have really embraced it and made each other better. And with Brandon missing some significant time in the preseason, I think it allowed him to grow and will continue to allow him to grow. But I think more than anything, just both guys playing at a high level has allowed us to continue that.
What does McNichols bring to this offense?
He's a guy that I think all of us, we trust in any scenario. You know, any pass game, third and long, blitz pickup, short yardage, goal line, he's going to find a way to get it done. He just does it right. And he does it right on special teams, and it's every day. It's how he approaches the game. And you can tell, you know, when he scores and has big plays, how guys appreciate him, celebrate him. And that's a credit to his work ethic and mental toughness and just kind of how he approaches the game of football.
You got asked about the left tackle, but the O-line has really gelled. Was there a moment when you thought, hey, this group might really be something where you thought you'd get these kind of results, especially in the run game?
Yeah, I think just like I said before, just the way they kind of can figure things out on the run together, the communication they have and their ability to, even if we just walk something through and maybe don't get a live rep at it, they're able to go into the game. And if there's an adjustment to be made, they can make it in real time and hit it and nail it. And that's been really impressive. So I know it wasn't a really hyped group coming into the season, but the way they've just worked and continue to work and continue to kind of support each other has been really, really cool to see.
Good afternoon, Coach. You faced off against Dean Pease in 2022. You obviously joined the Ravens staff. Is there anything that you kind of pull from that experience stylistically? And is it possible for you to truly kind of quantify what his impact will be this weekend?
I'm not sure. I know he's a great football coach. I knew him back in the Patriot days a long time. He's been doing it a long time, and I have a great deal of respect for him. So anytime you get a guy like that to come help, it's definitely going to be a plus and an advantage for them.
And then obviously Tyler Biotis, his role is critical every week, right? But with the Baltimore Ravens and how they kind of like to line up down linemen, mix up where they bring the four-man pressure or the occasional blitz, how much is Tyler's role more important because of that variety that the Ravens bring?
Yeah, I think week in and week out you're going to have your challenges. But on the road, in that environment with the noise and with the, you know, tough scheme that they have, it's definitely going to be amplified with that. He and Jaden have really got a good relationship going and have built from week one, and I think that'll continue. But this is definitely a huge challenge with what they do schematically and then the noise factor.
Hi, Coach. The wide receiving group, to me, have really blossomed in the last probably couple of games. But two particular players that I want you to talk about is Liami Brown and what you're seeing out of them these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they just keep getting better and better. I've been with Luke. He hasn't played wide receiver that long. So each day he works his tail off. You know, we track him with GPS and their output and effort. And he's always like redlining, you know, how much he's going at practice to the point you got to kind of slow him down. And then Diami's a guy coming in, I remember from North Carolina, really explosive player and then hadn't done much, but just has been straight business since we got here and has worked and worked and worked. And even bringing Noah in, who took some reps, he didn't blink, continued to work, continued to get better. So to see him have those moments has been awesome. And we're going to need all of them. There are a bunch of guys who haven't had a lot of opportunities, some of these guys, and they're making the most of them. So that's been fun.
Coach, you guys have been really successful on fourth down this year. The one last week that stands out is 4th-and-3 at the Cleveland 40. Can you kind of talk us through where the confidence is coming from on a spot like that on the field at that distance to go for it?
Yeah, I believe, was that in the fourth quarter? Was that one? Do you remember? Or was that a different one? To Luke?
No, that was last week, Cleveland, the one
where you got around the corner. Oh, yeah. That's where the confidence lies, I think, that he can do that. You know, I mean, we had a free rusher, a free runner, and he just makes a miss. He's a tremendous player, makes a miss and goes for 40. And so you have a guy who can hurt you with your arm, with your legs, even if it's not the perfect call or the perfect look. I think we all have a lot of confidence in putting the ball in his hands, and we got some playmakers that can get open.
The Ravens played the Bengals last week. Bengals ran up a ton of yards, were able to throw for 370 plus. How much can you take from kind of a common opponent like that when you guys both had a ton of success offensively against them?
Yeah, I don't think. I think I watched Cincinnati's offense in Burrow was awesome. You know, he'd getting the ball out quick, on time, like handled the pressures. They got two really good receivers, so we're different schematically than them. And so was definitely impressed by how they handled a lot of the stuff Baltimore did, but I don't think you can really compare those two scenarios that we have coming up.
Statistically this season, Ravens, number one rushing offense. You guys are right behind him, though. There's so much attention, obviously, on what Lamar can do with his feet, what Derek does. But do you think that maybe opposing defenses are starting to respect what you guys can do on the ground now?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's never really been what we've been trying to be about. It's more just maximize that week what we can do offensively to score the most points. And so if we got to run it every play, we will. If we got to throw it, we'll throw it. But our guys have done a nice job. It helps when Jaden's adding, you know, those type of yards of his own. But that Baltimore rushing attack is vaunted right now, you know, when I watch their offense every week and what they're doing. So we'd have a long way to go to kind of reach that level. Yeah, definitely. He's going to be vital to us moving forward, and we want to be smart. If he's not feeling, 100%, or we think we can rest him in a way, then we're going to do that. And luckily, that game was in hand by early in the second half, and we were able to do that. But he's a guy who, another guy on those fourth downs, he's a guy you feel good about handing it to. He's going to find a way to get that tough yard, and we got to make sure we have him for the long haul. Thank y'all.
Cliff Kingsbury right there. Commander's offense coordinator. I've been impressed with Cliff.
Yep.
I loved his answer. Like, hey, coach, would you be nervous if Jaden has to throw a lot more? And he's like, man, I'm from the air raid, dog. I'm all for it.
You know my background, don't you?
Yeah, that was such a good line. But I think it's also just reflective of, you know, Cliff and Joe Witt may arrive at it differently, whereas Joe Witt has to explain why maybe some former first-rounders aren't playing much. But Cliff's like, yo, I will run it every down if that's how we win the game.
The whole thing about it is, man, like I said, fantasy football, we all love it. But it's kind of messed up the mindset of football. Everyone thinks you got to throw it around the yard all the time. And what you have to do is win the football game. And if you can run it 30 times and your guy don't have to sit back there in the pocket in harm's way, run it. They can't stop it. You do that. And then all of a sudden you get them so hung up on stopping the run, you get something easy over the top. So I love the fact that both of those guys discuss, we're going to do what works that day. We don't have to force feed anything. And I think too many offensive coaches and defensive coaches try to force feed what they think instead of what they see is working.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that here where it's all about the scheme. And I'll never understand, like, if you have the ingredients for a chicken pot pie, don't try to make hamburgers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it won't
work. Just make chicken pot pie.
Yes.
Like, there's this, and some of that goes back to a conversation you and I always have, that a lot of this league, for better or for worse, is just based on self-preservation.
Because
having a job in pro football is one of the dopest jobs you can have, and nobody wants to lose it.
True.
So, like, you can come in and blame stuff on the scheme, and then a year later, you got your players, blah, 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 blah. These guys, this staff hasn't done that at all.
No.
It hasn't been the, oh, we can't win with these guys, we got to get our guys. There's been none of that, and it's commendable. Now, you got to remember, like, having a stud quarterback all of a sudden changes everything.
It does. Remember I told you how when Brian Westbrook first got to Philadelphia and how Andy Reid said, well, how much can you do? So when we got in certain games, guess what? It made more sense to have Brian in the game doing something than it was Deuce Daly or myself or Darnell Autry or, I don't know, Dorsey Levins, whoever. Why? Because in those plays, he was most effective. And I think when you say we're going to play the guys that week that we think will help us win better, you may not see the same guy all the time. Some guy may be a super stout run stopper, but they can't. Then the next guy, the other guy who was a pass rusher, can't really stop the run. Why you want him on the field? You know?
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to switch it up, and I think those coaches that have the ability to do that and that are not afraid to do it, it makes them better coaches in my sense, in my book, because I've seen too many people try to force feed what they think instead of what is on people.
I totally agree with you. I've been impressed with Cliff. I think it shows. You know, 48 had that story a couple weeks back that was really good. If folks missed it, Google it. Sam 48, Cliff Kingsbury. I'm sure it'll come up. I just think when Cliff got that job in Arizona and then they drafted Kyler, he didn't have a lot of head coaching experience. He didn't necessarily have that much life experience, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cliff's probably about my age is my guess. Mm-hmm. He's a little older. So Cliff's 45. And that was 6 years ago when he got that job, right? Yep. So he was 39 years old when he got that job. Mm-hmm. And probably a very confident young man, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And we just drafted this dude out of Oklahoma, his number one overall pick. He's Heisman Trophy winner. Mm-hmm. We just going to slang it all around. And we're going to win games.
But there were people in the league that coached that defensive side that knew a lot of stuff that he didn't have.
I imagine he's grown up a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, matured. Life experience changes you, and you learn and you grow. Or frankly, you don't and you diminish. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting better and learning every day, you're going the opposite direction.
Totally.
And I think if you've watched this offense, and there is a ton of creativity to it, but they are physical as hell.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
And you look at this team, bro. Like, when you come into training camp, what I do is I look at the physicality between the O-line and the D-line. And I think that depicts what your team is going to be. I don't look at the running back first. I don't look at the linebackers first. I look at those guys that are in the trenches that set the line of scrimmage. And if they are battling against each other, I believe the team be like that. And you watch them from the training camp starting on. Early on, yes, sir, one side had the advantage and the other side would get them a little bit. Then it goes back and forth. But if you look at this team right now, O-line and D-line, especially the offensive line, they are coming off the ball hard as hell. And what the running backs do naturally, they don't have to do too much stopping and starting. They can hit the hole full speed. They are going to decide what your physicality is.
That was the other part, one of the reasons I wanted to ask about McNichols.
Mm-hmm.
So Eckler missed the game. McNichols has a role. Last week, B-Rob's nursing the knee, doesn't play in the second half. McNichols has a role.
Yep.
I think we're getting to a point, B. McNichols just has a role.
Yeah, because like the more a guy gets an opportunity and he's ready to go and you feel like, okay, cool, we can put him in at any time. We don't have to worry about this kid. He's going to be ready. All of a sudden, you notice the coach does not care. Think about it. They went into the season thinking we have B-Rob and Eckler. Five games in, they know we have B-Rob, Eckler, and McNichols. What if something happens along the way and then C-Rod can come in and show something?
Bro, I don't even think it's a what if. Mm-hmm. Odds are it will.
Yeah, it will. But it's about as you go through a season, you're trying to you don't want to have to do it, but you start to realize like who you can depend on and who you can't depend on. And right now they have more than two backs that they can depend on. They've seen that. Because the dude came in 2 weeks and ran three touchdowns.
Yeah. He can play, man.
He can handle his business.
All righty, folks. I think it's been a few days since we've opened the phones. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it as a group. We're going to do it as a union. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's a Thursday. It's time to get that anger off your chest. It is Bleep You Thursday. Phone lines are open.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I was rich, I'd still be with ya. Ain't that some? Ain't that some? All right, everybody knows the deal. Right here on 106.7 The Fan on B. Mitch and Finley, we all get to get some stuff off our chest. Whoever you're mad at, did you get a speeding ticket? Did somebody let you down in fantasy football?
Slow down.
Was a waitress rude to you? Whatever happened. Do they constantly ask you to tip in situations where you shouldn't have to tip? Like, if I go to CVS and buy some Q-tips and a bottle of water, I should not be asked or prompted to leave 10%.
Hell yeah. Well, nobody walked around, man, got nothing for me.
So, everybody, this is your opportunity. Get it off your chest, whatever's bugging you. 800-636-1067.
Say it with your chest.
Let's start. Joop is on the line. Joop gets to start. Joop, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, fellas. Hey, listen, first of all, I'm backing up Jeff with the junkies. God bleep the junkies, man. Can't be gone because we hype right now and we good. And whoever kissed that toilet, their new nickname is Doodoo Brown because that's the cut.
Junks are our guys. Now, we got to make clear that Bickle stood up to the why is everybody so excited about Jaden. And, dude, you should be excited about Jaden. If you're not allowed to be excited right now when you've got the best rookie quarterback in the NFL, you know, when are you allowed to be excited?
Yep, exactly. Hey, look, my last bleep you, I got to bleep you, Jeff, because I'm feeling like you ducking me in Madden, dog. And then I said
Jeff.
Madden songs, and you guys told me wait on hold. Next thing I heard was boop, boop. This call has been disconnected. I'm like, oh, I thought it was cool, big homie. I see how we go now.
Yeah, Jeff, what the hell,
damn,
man?
Jeff, why you running from Juke,
no, no. Let me tell y'all what happened. And this is something that's real. I can call one of my friends. We was playing Madden. I'm whooping him with Jaden. He throws this crazy touchdown. I don't even know. It bounced off two men, and his receiver caught it. He gets excited. He goes, yes, the controller is connected to the PlayStation. The PlayStation tumbles over. So I've been Maddenless for like the past couple of days.
Hold on. Listen, I haven't played video games in a while. I own that. Aren't all these controllers wireless?
You have to plug them up to charge them. You know, the superior system like PlayStation, they don't take batteries. You have to
actually
charge
them. Sounds a little suspect, doesn't it? These are wireless chargers and you broke your PlayStation because it was plugged in?
It's not a wireless charger. It's literally you connect the cord, a USB-C from the controller to the PlayStation and it charges it.
Right. Maybe I'm with you.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Juke. Appreciate the
Dang,
call, buddy.
JP, what happened to J-Dogs? Bleep you,
J-Dogs
man.
Forever.
J-Dogs work long as JP is on your side.
If I may, Jeff, Juke is also a J-Dog. What do you want from me?
You got a point there.
Jeff, since you've been the center of the storm, so to speak, you've been Milton this week. Do you need anything to get off your chest?
Yes, I actually
you called
do.
It Milton,
like the hurricane.
Yeah, I just want to say very calmly, bleep you to all the Jaden Daniels and Washington Commanders haters. We up top. What my boy say from the wire? I need you to get the word out. We back up.
We back up.
Uh-huh.
All right, just letting them know. Now, Jeff, depending how this weekend goes, it could be kind of a rough week for you next week.
Yes, it could be, Jeff.
You know what? It won't be a rough week for me. It won't.
We're overrated anyway.
I was about to say,
so the people that think you're overrated, they shouldn't have nothing to say about you. You didn't think anything of them anyway.
It is, because of that, it is kind of a no lose for Washington unless they go up there and get just their doors blown off. Like if they lose a pretty competitive game and Jaden plays pretty well, it's like, all right, they're in the rebuild stage.
Some people still won't give him any credit.
Well, if you're watching,
and bleep you to them.
If you're watching right now, it's pretty hard to not think he's at least on the track towards becoming a quarterback that matters.
I'm just gonna say this. 4 weeks. He got 4 rookie of weeks.
5, yes.
Huh?
5 weeks, 4, yes.
Yeah. He got 4 of my 5 weeks. If anybody's going to act like we are the ones that's sitting up here saying something about him, hell, do everybody else think it too, right? Obviously. It's not just us. So.
I told you, my 5-year-old daughter has never been able to name a player. Okay? Mm-hmm. The last 3 days, she's asked me about Jaden Daniels. To the point where I'm trying to get her a little T-shirt jersey because I think she'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're working on that. We got that worked out
to folks helping. Something's happening.
Something happening, and it ain't just us discussing it. Believe that.
It's a great lyric from Lil Wayne. If you ain't running with it, run from it. And I think that's what's happening. The people that don't want to be a part of watching Jaden Daniels' greatness that just want to point out flaws, they're just trying to go the other way. But nobody's saying Hall of Fame or Super Bowl or any of that. But, damn, the kid looks good. I think that's a pretty fair place to be.
Yeah.
Let's go to our guy Los. This is Verna Park.
Los,
who you mad at?
Look, I'm going to have a rough week if we lose because my birthday is on Monday, the day after the game, and I'll be there at the game, so they better win. I'll tell you that right now. But, listen, I want to bleep all the people in Baltimore, all right? And let me tell you why. Y'all act like your S don't stink. You guys can't even speak English, all right? Y'all walk around too cool for the avenue, boo boo. Nah. Y'all, there's nothing good coming out of Baltimore, all right? Fed Hill is the only thing because y'all know how to tailgate. That's cool with that, all right? Y'all wear purple. Guess who else wears purple? Barney, all right? Y'all act like Prince made a song about the Ravens, Purple Rain. What song ain't about you? No song ain't about you. You all act like the Seven Nation Army. You guys invented that. Number one, that's a soccer chant that went on in the 90s, right? Y'all didn't create everything. Y'all ain't original. Your team your team ain't that good, all right? Your parents were Redskins fans before they decided to wear purple and be stupid. So bleep you to all the Baltimore people, all right? That's my take on it.
So strong.
Wow.
Thank you, Los.
Wow.
Thank you, Los. That was strong as hell.
Yes, indeed.
Got a bunch of bleep views coming in via the chat and via Twitter. What was my man's name here? Somebody said bleep you to me for singing so much. Can't stop, won't stop. Mike Scaff says, bleep you to CBS for not giving the Commanders the primetime game. Listen, man, these television networks pay billions of dollars to have contractual rights.
Didn't we just see people arguing about we want to be low and under the radar? Now we mad because they don't put us on the radar?
Some people are mad they didn't get the primetime. Some people are mad they wanted them for the primetime. Hard to keep track on that.
Oh, boy. I don't know where we're coming and going sometimes, man.
Curtis says, my bleep you goes to anyone that says be more is a part of the DMV. Now, Brian, you and I maybe disagree, perhaps jokingly, if West Virginia is part of the DMV.
No, we never said that. I'm not allowing that crap. No, we're not. They're not a part of the DMV.
The DMWV?
Nope.
But, yo, Baltimore is its own entity. And it may get a little hazy on where that line is. Maybe it's like Bowie, Laurel, I don't know.
Ask anybody in Baltimore, are they a part of the DMV? They will tell you hell no.
Hell no.
And you know, you ask anybody from down here, are they a part? I'm going to let you know. Hell to the no.
Right. Like, it's okay. We're two separate entities. It's all good.
Yeah.
But anybody that thinks otherwise on that is just simply incorrect. Mm-hmm. Very, very different places. Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander. How do you do? Who are you mad at?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Hey, I got three bleep you. Someone bleep you to all the Raven fans. You know? Bleep the Ravens, period. Number two bleep is the Padres. The Dodgers coming back tomorrow.
I'm a Padres fan, dude. Lifelong Padres fan.
And number three bleep you is this guy that announced the Padres at the start as a championship. And give that guy a bologna and cheese sandwich. Bleep, bleep.
Thank you, Commander. Appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, boy.
I want to say this.
Not early.
I can't always say this. I understood 90% of what Commander was trying to tell me.
I had him today.
He lost me on the third bleep you. He's mad at somebody involved with the Padres sandwich.
The guy that called that is the broadcaster who announced them as the champions.
Ah, okay. That, you know what, Commander, great call right there. We appreciate you, buddy. I've also learned the chat is like its own entity.
Now, this chat is fun.
I've been talking all day with them. I love the chat. There's a lot of fun in the chat, right? But, like, the chat isn't always necessarily talking about.
Well, Lamar, he's apologizing to you, not believing you, because he's I have to apologize to JP for not believing in Jaden. So, bleep myself.
Damn.
You are bleep, Lamar.
Yo, can we get that on a T-shirt? Not a lot of people apologize to me. A lot of people throw stones. Very, very few.
Well, you throw haymakers all damn day at everybody, so you deserve those damn stones.
We'll keep the phone lines going here. Jason Lockenfora joins us at 1. Also going to check on the ticket prices for these Commanders-Ravens games. Keep saying it's not a rivalry all you want. Just seems like a lot of folks want to go to the game.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating, and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now is the time to switch to Rood. Take advantage of Rood's $2,000 in tax credits. And Maryland residents, you can even score exclusive rebates from Rood. I personally switched my house over to Rood, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rood.com to find your savings. That's Rood.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right. I be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live out here from Ashburn at Commanders Park. As the Commanders get ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens this weekend, they will be starting practice at 1:05 today. This is probably the longest day of the week that they will go out there and practice. And
yeah, they're going to go late.
A very big topic this week, the ticket price. And I know we talked to Quad Cadre earlier, and he said, oh, no, you know, listen, bro. The ticket prices don't go like they are if people don't think it's a big game.
Well, and it can be a big game without a rivalry.
This team is playing very well, and Baltimore came off an impressive victory. So you're going to see people want to be a part of it. There are tickets now in the 500 level that start at $392. I looked at some tickets at the 141 level, maybe earlier this week, last week, and they were $300 a piece.
I'm pulling up
right now.
Right now.
Right now. They are way higher than that.
Dude, they're higher than they were yesterday.
No, 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 Jay. We were talking about parking passes. So I pulled up parking passes yesterday.
Yeah, what's your deal for parking?
I got a parking pass.
Okay.
But
I'm working.
The
I'm
one
working
I saw angles. Yesterday, there was the cheapest one I saw was $175 for general parking. And then as you get closer to the stadium, I saw parking passes for $750 to $800.
Bro, I saw that too.
Guess what? I'm just going to be walking down the street.
So
to hell with that.
I am hopeful to be parking in that casino lot, and I am very happy it's not a primetime game because I've had to walk to that casino lot after a night game. Dog, that's a walk. That's a walk at 2 in the morning when we get out of the stadium.
It's not going to be that late.
Well, right, 1 o'clock game. Yeah. It's still daylight, hopefully, by the time I'm getting out of there. Baltimore's an interesting city.
Well, just Uber to the parking lot.
From the casino. We're going to go. We have JLC joining us at 1 o'clock. The ticket prices for, now I'm looking at a pair. Section 527, row 28. Now, granted, you're at about the 45-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
But that is damn near the absolute top of the stadium, B.
Yeah.
Tickets are, for a pair of tickets, it's $350.
For a pair?
For
are they $350 a piece?
No, for a pair. But, Brian, this is the
I haven't seen those, Jay.
But, look, I'm on SeatGeek right
now.
Look, $356 up at the top.
That's $356 each, dude.
No, it's total. Because I'm searching for two tickets. Look, two tickets, $356.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. Hit like you're going to go to the Woods Carver and see what the price come up to be.
Damn, that's one?
Yeah, fool. It said $356 each. Each is not two. Each is one.
That's $711 for the top of the stadium?
Landfill, I should have known when he was trying to do math that he was wrong, right?
I said two tickets. It says show with
you
say
for two tickets, and it tells you right here.
I think that's their fault, not my fault.
No, each.
It says each.
What the hell are you talking about?
Damn. Bro, that's $700 to sit at the top of the stadium?
Yes. So I'm not doing that.
No. Yo.
And listen, I'm not going to lie. I was trying to get tickets. Like, I know this young man, and he's a big Ravens fan, young dude. He's doing well in school and stuff. So I was going to try to hook him up. Bro, I'm going to have to give you another game.
Yeah, you're not dropping a
G. I'm going to try to find another game. You know what? Because,
Here's the question. If you were a Ravens season ticket holder and you could sell your uppers for $700, you doing it?
Yeah.
Landfill?
Let me tell you one thing, dog. The best thing in the world is having my bottle right next to me watching the game.
Yeah, for sure. The seats in the on the lower level are going for $1,000.
Damn, dude. I know some people with Ravens tickets. Sell them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Buy low, sell high. Jeff, would you sell?
Hey, dude.
Hell yes.
Yes. I mean, I would love to see Jaden versus
Jeff
Lamar.
Jeff, your ticket would have already been sold, dog. We'd have been using some money last night, right?
Yeah, where were you guys last night? If you want to shout them
we
out.
We went to
cool
the the Formula One arcade right there down at, you say Union Market, Jeff, or District Market?
Yeah, that's Union Market.
Because I saw District Market on some other street, but on some building. But, yeah, it was down by Union Market. It's a nice concept. The food was outstanding. They have it's like a bar area. They're playing a lot of good music. And if you want to think you are, well, what's my man name? Lewis Hamilton. You sit down in these seats, and when you hit the accelerator, don't it feel like you're in the car, Jeff?
Yeah. When you hit the turn, when people crash. This one guy
when
crashed
you crash,
into
you feel
me.
Everything, dude.
I literally flew fun. Over. And I found a new appreciation for smoked drinks, too. They had a drink called the Smoking Lap last night. And, dude, I had like four
a
of them.
Smoky old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Smoked old-fashioned.
Shocker. Jeff likes something involving smoke. who's left on the line, Jeff? Is Jay still there? Because I said I'd take them all, and I'll take whoever's there.
Everybody who is on the sheet is on the line.
Well, Jupe and Los and Commander already went, so just Jay, right? If Jay is online, too, let him get a bleep you off his chest.
What up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks
what's
for taking
up, man?
My call.
Of course.
Hey, man, I had two, but I just added a third one, man. But my first bleep you goes to Kazi Ismail. You little mighty mite little joker, you're not going to tell us our game is meh. You better put some respect on our name, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, Kadri, this is him saying that, not me and B. We love you.
You know what I'm saying? You little half-point little missile rocket. But listen, my second bleep you goes to JP and Finley's, you know what I mean, your show, man. Y'all done had the phone shut down for 2-3 days, man. We your fans, man. I had something to say. So this ain't a rivalry game. But I got family. I'm from D.C., born and raised. I got family that lives in West Baltimore. All we do is talk trash during football season. So it ain't a rivalry game, but it is a bragging rights game. There's a there difference. It ain't a rivalry because we don't play them enough, but it's bragging rights. Now, my third bleep you specifically goes to you, JP. How the hell you ain't know that that meant $300-something per ticket? Welcome to the regular world, man. This is my life. You don't have to buy your tickets because you get flown out. You don't have to pick tickets. But I do, so I know that that meant $700 a piece. Don't try to blame it on the company. It's you.
Bro, it said, I said, show tickets with fees, and that was the total. So I thought that was the total.
Each. 356 each.
And, Jay, I will have you know I had to buy 8 tickets to the Washington Spirit this summer.
Bleep that new math.
Yeah, man, it's the math teacher's fault. We got to go. Jason Lockefora joins us next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!